Hi, it's Daniel James here, host and star of the Simpleton podcast. Before episode 52 gets underway, I'd like to ask you, Nathan, and all the other listeners out there a brief favour. And that is just to simply go into iTunes and search for the Simpleton podcast and give us a review, either written or just starred. That helps with our iTunes rankings, and it means that like-minded people like Nathan, I, Scott, and you listeners can enjoy the Simpleton podcast for all it's worth. It helps with the rankings and makes it more available for people around the world to hear our wisdom. So simply go to iTunes, search for the Simpleton, and give us a brief review. You'll be doing us a tremendous favour. And now, episode 52, The Rumpus Room. Well, hello and good evening and welcome to the Simpleton podcast.
Thank you, and same to you, Daniel.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Nathan and our various other listeners. I might add, Scott, I haven't told you this off air, but our subscriber rate is actually on the up again.
It's on the up again?
Yeah.
Figures?
I can't. It's commercial in confidence, Scott, so I can't divulge that in front of our massive listenership, so... Anyway,
I motion then that from here on in...
There's no motions. This is not a meeting.
We can no longer refer to Nathan specifically, otherwise we'd be excluding the others.
I'll put it to you differently. I'll put it to you that Nathan has stuck by us through thick and thin. He's been there for our ups and downs and in-betweens. Mm. And without Nathan, this podcast wouldn't exist. There'd be no reason to do it. Simple as that. What do you say, Scott?
Let's go with that.
Okay. Well, for the third time ever, we are once again broadcasting, or should I say podcasting, from...
The Rumpus Room.
No, well, first time ever from the Rumpus Room, but the third time ever from Euroa. And I'm actually in my dear father's Rumpus Room. Why are you looking at me like that for?
Proceed.
And it's just great to be back up here. The skyline, you're looking at me like that again.
Continue about the skyline, I'm intrigued.
The skyline will never, ever be the same again.
As, was that a helicopter? It's hard to say it's night.
There's no helicopters, and there were no helicopters last time. People could hear it plain and simple. One thing you should know, Scott, because I know you're not on the Twitter, I actually took a photo of Balmainham Hill from the backyard earlier this afternoon and posted that to the tweets so people can actually see once and for all where we were broadcasting for episode 51, Charmin Avenue.
That would have been powerful for the listeners.
Powerful and emotional, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Scott, here we are in our dad's empty rumpus room.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for the World Report.
I think it's time for that.
You're going to have to drink more than that, mate, to make it sound more deeper. Do it now. Do it now. You had a swig. Do it now.
Always thought that Coke tasted that much crisper and fresher out of the glass bottle.
He's bullshitting, listeners.
Will we get on with the WP?
Yeah, let's abbreviate it because it's such a mouthful.
WRP. Yeah. Look, Daniel, what we've decided to do today to mix it up a little bit, as you know, as you can see on the table in front of us are these in mint condition newspapers from various presses.
Mm.
And we're going to have a look at what the headlines tomorrow are going to be saying.
Interesting. Interesting. So, Scotty... what have you got first up? I believe you've got some sort of cricket story from the Norfolk government sacked newspaper.
Mix the two stories from the Yarraville Times, Daniel.
What the fuck's the Yarraville Times?
Where is it?
I don't see it in front of me.
I'm holding it.
Oh, okay.
I will. My goodness me. Unprofessional. From the Yarraville Times, tomorrow in the Sunday edition, we can expect the following headline: Norfolk government sacked.
Oh, Daniel. I understand now. I was merely reading the headline that I can see because I'm short-sighted. I could see that it was the Norfolk government sacked. I thought that was the name of the newspaper, but it was actually the Yarraville Times. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologise. Proceed.
Yes. Of course, that's referring to the dismissal of the Norfolk Island administration led by Rod Saxon. I believe they were dismissed
it
by...
It makes sense now. You've replaced sacked with saxed. Very clever. Proceed.
What are you saying? What are you talking to me about that for? Holding in front of me the Yarraville Times. Daniel, your thoughts on the Governor General's decision to dismiss the Rod Saxon administration of Norfolk Island. Daniel, anyway, what are your thoughts on the dismissal, which I believe was the work of the Governor General, of the Rod Saxon-led administration of Norfolk Island?
I know full well my thoughts, Scott, but I want to put it back on you to hear your thoughts.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Would you like to add to that?
I will. Look, everyone knows that the people of that island are looking to build closer ties to the Republic on the mainland. And
That's common knowledge.
That's common knowledge. That the surveys, the opinion polls show that tens of thousands of Norfolk Islanders...
I saw the results on the 9MSN poll.
Yep. And they want in.
Yeah.
They want to be part of this Republic. They want to be closer to the Republic.
They do.
And some fear that the move by the Governor-General to dismiss the Saxon government was a deliberate and cynical ploy to put up a roadblock before the wishes of the island.
It's disgraceful because there's only a handful of roads in Norfolk Island, so to put up a roadblock anywhere, disgraceful.
Disgraceful. Shall we move on to what will be front page news tomorrow in the Battagini Post?
I'd love to hear that, Scott.
Okay, let me just pick that up off Scott, the table.
Yeah, can I just say I'm really impressed. You've really gone to the ends of the earth this week to produce a really interesting podcast. Proceed. See, that knowing sort of winky sort of look you just gave me doesn't translate to our podcast listeners.
No idea what you're talking about. This one is by Bonnie Mugabe, the sports writer of the Battagini Post.
He's basically the Mike Sheehan of the Battagini Post.
Yeah. Yeah. And what Bonds has documented here is the trek by the four South Africans, including Protea's fast bowler. What was his name? Very fast bowler.
Makaya Ntini.
Yeah, took over 300 test wickets for that nation. They've joined other renowned cricketers such as Clicker and Skinny on a trek to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Both Right Arm Express.
Indeed. To play the highest 2020 game at 5,785 metres in order to raise money for construction of a cricket stadium in Rwanda. Daniel.
Just unusual.
What?
Going to play the highest cricket game on Mount Kilimanjaro for raising money to build a cricket stadium in Rwanda. Why not just play their cricket there?
I am speechless.
For the first time ever. Proceed.
The cricket fanatics, that's them, hope to raise £500,000 for cancer research.
Good.
Anti-poaching and the construction of that stadium. Funds will also help cricket development in where? Where will it help cricket development?
It will help cricket development.
Yeah.
In Rwanda.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, look, the problem is only 70% of climbing attempts on Kilimanjaro are successful.
We know that very well, don't we, Scott?
That's right. And the other 45% usually result in death.
Very much like Mount Wombat.
Greg.
That's not laughing. It's tears.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Wombat will be for you, Greg. It'll be for you. Oh, listen. The highest previous T20 match was played on the summit of Mount Everest back in 2009.
And what?
You've only got half a dozen stubbies left in the streets and the pub closes in 10 minutes.
Oh, shit. Who can help us out here?
Hey?
Who can help us out?
I'll get a box, but I'm not driving.
Well, he's driving. Can you?
Candace
can drive, yeah.
Of course you can.
All right.
Better go and get one.
All right, mate, thanks. No, that's all right. Lights are on. Proceed.
Daniel, listen. I'm not sure if you're going to edit out what just happened.
I'm not going to. You know that. You knew that already.
We can breathe a sigh of relief. Listeners, we were just on, the township was on the brink of disaster.
I thought when he came in here and motioned to us that someone had had a cardiac arrest. But it actually turns out that we're down to the last half dozen pure bonds.
Wow, Daniel.
You know what that is, Scott? That's family. That's what family does for you.
Family. Anyway, Daniel, shall we move on to the third and final newspaper?
Please do.
I will. I'll just get it from the table. Broadsheet. This, listeners, what I'm now...
That's bullshit, listeners.
What I'm now holding, listeners, is the newspaper, fresh off the press. Sorry, excuse me. Fresh off the presses, listeners.
Oh, can I just tell you, we've had feedback on the continual sort of burping throughout the show.
Mm.
For some strange reason, it turns out that the listeners don't actually like it. I don't know why.
Mm. Oh, listen, they can go to hell.
Hey!
Where are we? Sorry, what I'm now holding up is the You Potty Pon Pon Times,
good.
Daniel.
Good, yes. And probably the world's preeminent Western newspaper.
Could well be. And what this one is talking about is the Palau Music Award nominee,
mm-hmm.
Bayano Silva Takada. And he is on the list of nominees for the Palau Music Awards, a program organized by the Palau Humanities Project.
Before you go on with that, can I just reiterate that that last story, people should, if they want more information, they should follow at Bonnie Mugabe.
Thank you. I shall proceed. Where are we? Empty Vessel Ministry Foundation to recognise Palau An artists, singers who've been entertaining the community. It's pandemonium. It is pandemonium out there.
People just don't know how to hold their alcohol, Scott. That's all I'll say. I'm not going to say too much more than that.
Who've been entertaining community since their teenage years. Daniel, give us a brief rundown on the state or the history of Palauan music.
Got Palauan music has never been stronger. As its rice version, Palauan music has never been in a greater state, has never been more available and more outlets. And Scott, if there's ever an opportunity for a young artist to make it through Palauan music, it's now.
Capital city of Palau?
Devonport.
Continent?
Asia.
Leader?
Greg.
Form of government?
Bicameral.
Four out of four. You know your stuff.
Thank you.
Listen, that's it. That's it for the World Report.
Thank you, Scott. That was a wonderful World Report. I really appreciate that.
Yep.
Yep. Scott, we're going to now... cut to an ad break.
Looking for a different kind of day trip? Something both kids and adults can enjoy? Why not visit the Mansfield Ebola Cafe, situated at the foot of the beautiful Victorian Alps? Drop in for a cuppa and a bite to eat in a rustic Ebola-themed eatery. A wide selection of cakes, pastries, and light meals are available, all prepared by authentic Ebola-infected patients freshly shipped in from Africa. We have a wide selection of free trade coffee and organic teas. There is a playground out the back where kids can play on a genuine Ebola-infected mattress freshly looted from an actual Ebola clinic in Liberia. Get your picture taken with our hazmat suit-wearing waitstaff or even Ebola-chan, the adorable mascot of this charming virus. So don't delay. Bring the whole family down while there's still time. After all, if you don't come to Ebola, Ebola will come to you.
Okay, Scott, I believe that you have organised some sort of behind the scenes look at how decisions are made here around content and editorially.
Yeah. Just have to let you know this. Remember that discussion we had down at the pub the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I asked if I could record that discussion. You said no.
Yeah, I did. Very clearly.
I fulfilled my journalistic, ethical code of conduct. I asked you if I could record.
Yeah, I said no, very clearly.
But I did ask, and I did proceed to record that conversation. Listeners, what this... My goodness, what's that?
There's a car alarm, Scott.
The pandemonium here is...
You would think we're anywhere else except Charmin Avenue Row. I know.
I know. Anyway, listeners, this is a warts and all behind-the-scenes look.
Not happy, Scott.
At the pandemonium.
No, I'm not happy that you've recorded this against my express wishes.
My friend, I think you'll be quite happy with how it's turned out. Listen, okay.
Scott, I think you're for doing that.
Listeners, we here at the Simpleton Podcast strive for the highest quality.
I like how you've got ahead of yourself and you're like all fucking glorious now. It's like, oh, listeners, when it, you know, last week was Nathan. And now it's like, oh, fucking listeners, you know. Like we've got heaps of listeners, which we do, but.
Yeah. Listen, yep.
It's going to take a fair bit of editing, this podcast.
It's going to take a fair bit, but listeners,
our production team is up to it.
They're up to it. Listeners, we here at Simpleton Podcast strive to maintain the highest journalistic integrity, and part of that is objectivity and self-analysis. And here, right now, is a warts and all, behind-the-scenes look at how we strive to maintain our standards. Roll it, Daniel.
Production
team,
roll it.
You bet we are. You bet I am.
This is us. Roll it, production team. So, Scott, which one of our KPIs do you think we're not hitting?
It's not so much what I think as what the guys upstairs think. They wanted us to go over the data and identify those KPIs we've been hitting and those we haven't.
Scott, we both know there is no data. And as for the guys upstairs, I've long been of the view that the Simple Podcast editorial team is part of the problem and not the new direction that is needed. I think this is something we can both agree on. I think your own performance has been lamentable as well. Even when it seems you're on a bit of a roll, you can bet your bottom dollar that we're both not far away from one of those moments where I just say, Gordon Bennett, Scott. Gordon Bennett, where's the muck? There's brass. Half-baked stories and poor research will never get us anywhere, Scotty. Woe betide you, Scott. I crave a bit of consistency from you, and I just crave it.
I bend my back for the podcast, and you know it. If I may be frank, probably your biggest failure with regard to the KPIs has been with connection, the lack of connection that we have with our audience.
Nathan is more than happy, Scott. Verbosity leads to unclear and inarticulate things. If you ask me, herein lies our greatest problem. The crux of the matter, Scott, is if we don't get our act together and fast, we might as well take a cart up the wooden hill to Bedfordshire. There's a sucker born every minute, Scotty, and we've got a whole room full of them upstairs. The best laid schemes of mice and men.
If I may ask, what are you getting at?
Something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue. Some men are born mediocre. Some men achieve mediocrity, or even mediocrity. And some men have mediocrity thrust upon them. And what of you, Scott? Shall I compare thee to a summons day?
What do you mean by that?
You can screw your courage to the sticking place, Scott. This conference is one of a seemingly endless stream of red-assed ideas that you insist on churning out. You mean well, by all means, Scott, you do mean well. But you're as queer as a nine-bob note. Scotty, fuck you, I'm out of here. Okay, probably not the look into the behind the scenes that the audience needed, Scott, but let's just leave it at that. I think it's time for our listeners' letters. Dear listeners, and I do mean listeners plural, we cannot do this podcast without you. Without your letters, there's a whole segment that's gone missing. So, if you want to send your letters to us, please email them to contact@thesimpleton.com.au. I know that's different from the URL of simpletonpodcast.com, where you can get all our podcasts, by the way. Simpletonpodcast.com, you can get Dale Richardson Investigates, you can get the Simpleton Podcast, and very soon you'll be able to get Late Nights with Johnny Tosco. Send them in to contact@thesimpleton.com. Scotty, I believe you have the first letter.
I sure do. This one is from Repercharge Bronx of Central America.
Again. Small world.
Small world. But obviously a hornet's nest of activity when it comes to Simpleton Podcast.
We would like to say hello to all our Central American listeners.
We would indeed. And anyway, Repercharge says, you've done it. Daniel, I believe you've got letter two.
Yes, Scott, I've got a letter here from Robust Prevalence from Central America. Robust writes to us, if I may call him that. He writes,
dazzling.
Thank you, Robust. Mr. Prevalence, please write again.
Daniel, on that, we've never had a repeat writer. Oh, I think Mr. Hooker, a few weeks back, wrote his second.
Mr. Hooker, you are the best. Scott, I believe that you have the third letter. Believe it or not, I do.
Yeah, I do. This one comes, it's another letter from Central America, Daniel.
It's good to see Google AdWords really hitting its mark.
This one comes from Renegade Cool of Central America. Renegade writes, awesome guys, good stuff.
Wow.
Not bad.
Wow. You know what, Scott?
What?
That's another Simpleton podcast in the can.
One done. Daniel, you can keep these newspapers. They're in mint condition. Read them.
Amazing how you can sort of rip up a 120-page newspaper like that, Scott. Oh, my strength. Cheers. Dear listeners, thank you once again for joining. Yeah, thank you for burping over there, Scott, not into the microphone, as per our feedback. Dear listeners, thank you once again for tuning in. Scott, is there anything in the week ahead that our listeners should be aware of? Our simpletons, may I say?
Well, the suggestions are coming in. The Strathbogie Shire Council has... Excuse me? I hope you're happy, Nathan. Strathbogie Shire Council has opened a competition. And that competition is to design a new edifice which will fill the gap left by the knocked down toilet block on Kirkland Avenue. Yeah. I expect them, they're coming in from overseas. I expect them to start rolling in the designs, the projects. There's going to be a winner drawn, I believe, in January 2015. So I expect those to start rolling in.
Thank you. Yeah.
What do you see? I better ask you.
I'd like to just warn listeners that the Urawa show was today and tomorrow. By the time you hear this podcast, the Urawa show will be well and truly over.
So you just wink at me?
So don't bother. I didn't wink at you, no. That's winkful thinking on your behalf, Scott. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, Nathan.
Yep. Cheers, Nathan, and the multitudes of others. Good night, and God bless you all.